Please be seated. Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed.
Hallelujah. Peace to you from Jesus Christ, our risen Savior. Amen. So, nearly three decades ago, I was an assistant soccer coach. The Hurley Hurricanes in Kingston, New York, were the best coach group of kindergartners in the entire United States. One week, we were scheduled to play a team of 4 to 5 year olds that appeared anything but. They were the oldest group of kindergartners I had ever seen. A few, I think, had earrings. I swear a couple of them had tattoos. I think one even had a mustache. So on the way to the game, my son Harold articulated what I suspected. I'm afraid of those boys. So as we drove to the park, I kind of tried to, like a good parent, validate his feelings and at the same time reduce his fears. I understand, I said. You have butterflies in your stomach. You're nervous. It just means that you care, but it doesn't mean that you're afraid. You've practiced, and as soon as the whistle blows, you and your team will do what you've been practicing all along. Your nervousness will dissipate, and you will win the game. When we arrived at the park and concluded warm-ups, the head coach brought the team together, and then he had this hyped-up call and response. Are they better than us? The kids shouted, no. Did you practice? Did they practice more than us? No. Are they more prepared than us? No. Do you have anything to fear? And the kids yelled, no. And then my son raised his hand and said, but coach, we are a little nervous. This story came to my mind this week when I read the Easter story from Mark's gospel. Like my son, there are times in life when we have to acknowledge that our fears are founded. There are times in life when feelings of anxiety are totally appropriate. You see, too many of us were conditioned to believe when we were growing up that fear is somehow a sign of failure. And to be afraid would mean that we are without faith. We were taught, at least I was, to equate anxiety with some sort of inadequacy and cold feet with incompetence. But the Easter story, the reading from Mark, shows otherwise. In it, we meet Mary and Salome and Mary Magdalene, one of Jesus' closest disciples, and there they are, as Victoria said, preparing to anoint the body of Jesus. They were grieving, and they wanted to provide one final act of service to the one that had served them. So it's early Sunday morning, and they arrive to the tomb of Jesus, their friend, and they had witnessed him being executed by the state just on Friday. They had plenty of reasons to be afraid, plenty of reasons. You see, the act of crucifixion was reserved to those who were considered a threat to the Roman imperial power. The Bible says that Jesus was crucified between two bandits. And Romans used the term bandit to describe those who threaten the status quo, those who challenge the idea that the sun would always rise and set on the Roman Empire. So the Romans used crucifixion as an act of terror. It was a message to the people to stay in your place, and the aim was instill fear. Stay in your place, or else you too might end up nailed to the cross. The women had a good reason to be afraid. It also might explain why the other disciples dispersed and disappeared. You realize that all the men went into hiding? The disciple Peter even denied Jesus 3 times. Weren't you a follower of Jesus? Somebody asked him. Didn't we see you singing Hosanna just last week? Oh, Peter said, wasn't me. Yet the women, who were fueled by their faith and powered by their conviction, they remained. They remained because they had a calling to fulfill, a task to perform. They wanted to extend one final act of mercy to the one who was so merciful, one last gift of grace to the one who was so gracious, one final act of love to the one who was so loving. Were they afraid? I'm sure they were. Did they have doubts? Of course they did. Who will roll the stone away? They worried all the way there. But you know what? They showed up anyway. Do you think you have a call in life? You think you have a purpose? Something you want to do with your life? Have you maybe heard the voice of God call you? Do you have a responsibility, you think, to assume or a task that you want to undertake? Do you think you have a mission in your life to fulfill? I think most of us do. And yet, we allow fear and anxiety and doubt to have the final say. Who will roll the stone away? We ask and we focus on the question rather than the call. Who is going to roll the stone away? We focus on the barrier rather than the possibility. Who will roll the stone away? We focus on the obstacle rather than the opportunity. But my friends, Easter is a reminder that the fear of Good Friday and crucifixion and failure should not have the last word. Just think of every positive change in the world. It was always a result of those who decided to act on their conviction despite their justified fears. My friend Lisa lives in Parkland, Florida, and her daughter attended Stoneman Douglas High School. She was there on February 14th last year when a gunman opened fire and killed students and staff. She survived, and together with her fellow students, they heard a call, and they went to work. The NRA might have appeared all-powerful, and these young people had so much to fear. The media framed them as thugs or idealists. Some even demonized them and tried to crucify their character. But these young people continued to show up, and they still continue to speak out. They refused to be intimidated by the massive stones before them. Who will roll the stone away? According to these young people, the confidence of their convictions will do it. Mary, Salome, and Mary Magdalene had their fears on that first Easter morning. They knew that Roman soldiers might execute them. They knew the stone might actually prove to be too cumbersome. They might be mocked. They might be ridiculed. But despite their anxiety, they had their ideals. Despite their fear, they also had faith. So when they showed up to do the improbable, they discovered that the impossible had already happened. The stone was gone, and Jesus had risen. And this, my friends, is the message of Easter. It is okay to be afraid. It is okay to have doubts, because fear and uncertainty are not the opposites of faith. To the contrary, doubt is a precondition of faith. If faith is what Apostle Paul claims it to be, the substance of things hoped for, and the evidence of things not yet seen, then, my friends, faith does not grow out of the soil of proof. Faith grows from the seeds of the improbable and hope of the doubtful. Faith led the women to the tomb. They showed up to do the improbable, and they discovered the impossible. God rose Jesus from the dead. And then the angel instructed them to go and tell the other disciples. So they fled from the tomb, and then what? They didn't say a word because they were afraid. But nevertheless, what did they do? They kept walking. I can imagine what they were thinking. Who's going to believe us? The disciples are going to think we're crazy. We've lost our minds. They kept walking. We are women. The men are never going to believe us. They kept on walking. So, my friend, if you feel fear has seized you, or if you have been paralyzed by trepidation, or if you are anxiety-ridden because of opinions of others, remember the message of Easter. God specializes on the unthinkable. Keep on walking. When I think about these women walking, faithful and same time afraid, I remember a story my grandparents had framed on their wall. It told of a man who was walking along the beach with God. You might have heard this story. The man sees multiple scenes from his life, and in each of them, he sees two sets of footprints. One belongs to him, and the other belongs to God. He notices a pattern. Whenever he was at his lowest, and whenever he was most afraid and doubting, he only saw one set of footprints. So the man said to God, "You said you would never leave me nor forsake me. So why is it that during the scariest times of my life, I only see one set of footprints? Why would you leave me alone when I was at the rock bottom?" And God replied, "Why do you think that I would leave you? Look closely at the footprints. They don't belong to you. They belong to me. For whenever you were afraid, whenever you had doubts, I carried you." And this, my friends, is the message of Easter. Despite the horror of crucifixion on Good Friday, God will pick us all up on Sunday morning. So show up for the improbable and watch God do the impossible. May it be so. Amen.